Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moments so we can delight in how different their lives could have been. Hello!
Bum, 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 ba-dum. Bum, 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 bum,
well, I should probably...
Hello, Mickey Overman.
Okay. It's going to make sense later, I feel like, once we get our guests, while you're already singing.
In song, mm-hmm. En song say, oh. S'il vous plaît.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I am... My sister just got engaged.
Congratulations. That's good. Yeah, that was a really strange RuPaul reference I just made. That's really exciting.
Oh, is that what they say on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, congratulations. You're a winner, baby.
Oh, that's great.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That's great. Mm. First person to in the fam first person in the Netherlands to get engaged.
That's incredible. Call the news. Really exciting. How did she get engaged? I love an engagement story.
Okay, well then get ready for this one because I'm going to tell it badly because I didn't get it.
Oh.
So he is really into the environment, like he's a big environmentalist and right. He started this company. This is kind of how they bonded because they both have their own companies and he has a company where he was doing groceries in like glass pots, so plastic free completely.
Okay.
He recently sold that company or I think as I understand it. And so they're both really into the environment and they were looking for kind of a specific type of Tupperware box, have been looking for a long time for a specific type of Tupperware box that really keeps your vegetables very crisp. Yeah.
I think this is a might be too sexy a story.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
So he presented her with a Tupperware box.
He found the Tupperware.
Yeah.
He found the Tupperware.
Wow. Presented her with a Tupperware box. Inside the box was some stuff.
Yeah.
Including a ring. That's, I feel like, as far as I can. They were telling us this over FaceTime. I think a lot of my response was like, yep.
And And the
so you got to a point.
Okay, and then what? and then what happened?
But they were both so excited. You like they were telling the whole thing. They were just telling the whole thing so excitedly. So I was just like, this Tupperware is clearly very.
Yeah.
This is very like this means a lot to you.
In some ways, that's exactly how engagement should be, isn't it? Really, because that is like means nothing to anybody else, but it's so thoughtful.
It was so significant, meaningful to them. People. Yeah. But when they were telling it to us, it really seemed like we should understand it.
Yeah.
But we didn't understand.
That's their mistake. They shouldn't think that anybody else is going to enjoy that story.
No, it was. They
shouldn't tell it.
No, they should not tell it. They showed us the Tupperware box. We were like, I don't.
Yeah. Like, what do you use? Can you use that Tupperware now? Are they? Or is it too sacred?
It's the sacred
that this Tupperware represents our love.
Yeah.
It cannot be taken out of the house.
So, listen. It's a beautiful story. I think we can all agree.
It's a happy time.
It's a happy time. But it was very nice. And both me and Patrick were like, we were very moved by it.
Mm.
And it was funny because like, we're not like big into like, we're a bit like whatever about marriage. So it was funny that like we both had this response where we're like, oh, we're just whatever about it with us.
Yeah.
But they love it. And because my first question was like, are you going to enjoy the planning of that?
Oh,
because that I would.
That's the first thing you said.
Well, listen, there were a lot of questions that I had about the Tupperware, but I was like, I'm not going to. I'm just going to.
You enjoy planning this? Because you're horrible at that sort of thing.
Well, I was so curious because it's like to me, it'd be like, even if I could get into the romance of it and the practicality of like, we're now a unit. Like,
there's very little romance in weddings.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, but even if I could get into that story, I could not. Be enthused by planning.
No. Oh,
in my life.
A big to-do list.
A big to-do
list. One day.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for the whole thing.
But they were like, yes.
No.
They lit up. And both, you know, they're both people with their own companies. Like, it makes sense they would enjoy that.
Mm.
But that was the first thing where I was like, oh, wow, that is so interesting that you would enjoy that.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
It's creepy.
I think it's creepy that they'd enjoy that. My cousin just got engaged.
Yay.
And I said to him, also, the way that my cousin, the way I found out my cousin got engaged, I'm very close with my cousins. I was living with them for a while. And my mum said to me, oh, have you heard the news? And I went, what news? And bearing in mind, in touch with my cousin Josh a lot.
Yeah.
We hang out in London. We both live in London. We hang out in London on our own. So this is a piece of information.
On your own? Without a chaperone?
Without my mum. But like the two of us, we would socialize together.
Oh, it's funny that your mum was like, have you heard?
Yeah. So this is a piece of information I would expect to hear from him.
Oh, you hadn't heard?
I did not know this. So my mum was like, have you heard the news? I was like, what news? And she's like, well, Josh and Grace are engaged. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, but like Kath told me and Marilyn told her. And Kath is my aunt and Marilyn is Josh's.
Madness.
Josh's mum.
Madness.
So Josh told his parents. His mum told my dad's sister. My dad's sister told my mum. My mum told me. I texted Josh saying, what the fuck, man? This was my information I found out. Just WTF, man. And then I got a text from my mum literally as I was sending it saying, maybe don't say anything. Maybe I wasn't supposed to. Oh, shit. But this is classic Keyworth behavior.
Is it?
In that he was like, oh, I didn't think it through. I just, I was hoping to tell everyone when we got, but they were in Mexico. And he was like, I was hoping to tell everyone when we got back from Mexico. And I was
right.
Like,
these are not planners.
But I was also just like, you have massively underestimated your own mother's capacity to spread information in our family.
Yeah.
Because she is she's the central hub of all gossip. And I was like, I think probably before they knew that they were engaged.
Yeah, she knew.
We knew.
Yeah. It's they make me worried. They are not going to be good at planning their wedding.
I think they could be. They're quite good at throwing a party. They're just not good at
inviting people.
But yeah, nobody will go. Marilyn will invite us.
Yeah, right.
But like, they're not good at like the announcements. They've not done like a big announcement.
Maybe they're just humble.
Yeah, maybe. Could be that.
That could be nice.
Doesn't sound right.
What if they're just humble?
Mm.
No. My sister was like going through. She was like, we've called you. We've called.
Yeah. I think I'd be like that.
And then like, the photo of them smiling with like the ring was in like all our family WhatsApp groups for the people that don't deserve to be called, but you know, need to.
We We haven't. There hasn't been anything like that with them.
No.
Grace put a picture of them on holiday in Mexico, and then in the she put like I don't know something about having a nice time, and then put a little a series of emojis, and one of the emojis was a ring. And so I was like, well,
could mean anything.
Super cryptic.
Could mean
super cryptic.
Anything.
Yeah. So
could
yeah.
be like I found the One Ring in the sea.
Yes, we've been to the Shire. We found the hobbits. We've destroyed it. Don't
worry. Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Should we get a guest in?
We must. Let's do it. So, you might have noticed at the beginning of this episode, I was sing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
You were sing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Very musically.
Yes.
Wasn't I? Wouldn't you say?
I would.
Thank you. And the reason that I was doing that was not random.
Ah.
I'm a professional when I plan things very carefully. And so the reason I was doing it is because our guests today mm-hmm. are, in fact,
yes.
a musical comedy duo.
Get out.
Two guests for one, two for the price of one. Can you believe it? Anyway.
I'm really interested to hear where you think you are right now.
Where I am? I'm podcasting with you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm podcasting. You're a professional. You just said.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm podcasting.
I'm looking at you.
Professionally.
So Flo and Joan.
Flo and Joan.
There we go.
Oh, I was going to say that.
It took you so long. Come on.
Flo and Joan are here.
Yeah.
Incredible comedians.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. Very, very funny.
So silly.
Sisters, their names are Nicola and Rosie.
Yes.
Their stage names are Flo and Joan.
Yes.
Really confusing. It took me ages to get my head around that.
You're still not on board.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get to the bottom of it now. Let's get them in.
Let's get them in.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up. Even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Flo and Joan!
Flo and Joan, everybody!
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Thank Fuck for That. You're the first double act we've ever had on.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is crazy.
We don't know what we're doing.
This is too much. This is really too much.
I don't know where to look.
It's a real test of a podcast we have found of if they know how to handle a double act.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We don't know what we're doing.
I believe you do.
I don't think I can handle
You look like
this.
Two people can handle two people.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. We just can't handle you.
Oh, that, I like that as a you think we could take them? I actually don't think we could take them. Yeah, do you think we could take them and fight?
Can I choose who I fight?
Yeah, all right.
This is telling.
Rosie.
Nicola would cut you with.
I think Nicola bites.
I would bite and then fall over my own feet and be like, I'm out, yeah, I'm out.
Tapping
out. Yeah.
Sarah is choosing her fighting partner based on hair colour. So we have to fight each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And now season, I feel like I'm fighting myself.
Because that's the real challenge.
My real enemy.
Yeah.
And you will win.
May I call you Sarah the whole time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you both. How have you both as individuals been?
No complaints. I don't know why I looked at you for the. You asked for an individual answer, and I looked at you to be like, "Is it
how
okay?
Have I been?
We are okay.
We are okay, aren't we?
And everything will go how we wish every day."
You said that like you were hoping Nicola would say it at the same time as
I started.
I thought Rosie said that like here's some words that you can then just like put into any context that you want. I'm just gonna give you as many words as and then you edit it.
And we'll clip up the sunshine in the day, mother's here.
We haven't done a podcast in a long time.
No, that was good. That's how it's meant to go.
Isn't that the Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig? Like, have you ever seen that sketch?
Oh yeah, where they
yes.
It's like a classic improv
golden.
Yeah, right.
Where they say things at the same rate.
Oh fuck! I think I have seen that. Yeah,
it's like where they play a musical duo. And then Garth and Kat. And then they go on basically to be like, we've prepared all these songs for you and we're going to do it now. But Kristen Wiig basically doesn't know. So Fred Armisen will start singing and Kristen Wiig just has to join in and repeat what he's saying.
That's what you guys do on stage, isn't it?
That's what you guys do.
Many previews have been that.
Yeah. And a lot of people do think that we improvise the songs, which I don't think they're telling us that we're good improvisers. I think they're saying it seems like you haven't put a lot of effort into this.
You made that.
I literally love that so much. So it's like they think that was stand up, obviously. That's like the classic thing where they think that you're. I love that they apply the same logic to you guys.
Yeah. Both like in time and you're singing. Yeah.
You have instruments.
Yeah. How do you think about it?
One off the top of my nugget.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
The drums for this one.
We'll see.
Improv.
I'd love to be that naive, though.
I'd
love to walk through the world just believing in things. I don't believe in anything. Okay. I don't believe in you.
Sarah.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Usually you wait a little bit longer. Get that down on yourself.
You guys have known each other your whole lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a podcast about life-changing moments. Mm. Do you, as people,
and we are barely. People,
aren't we? Yes, Rosie.
We are pizza for dinner.
This is a disaster.
You have to answer this as people.
Uh-huh.
Are you dwellers? Do you dwell on moments in your life?
Yes, obsessively, constantly, cannot move forward. Ever on anything.
Excellent. Yep. We'll start with you then.
Yep.
We'll start with you.
I may have.
You just what?
Just
you lay awake at night.
I think I think about everything. I'm thinking about how to correct what I'm saying before I've even said it. Whilst it's still a thought, I'm like, doze it, and I'm already regretting it. It's like coming out my mouth. Literally everything that has happened in the last 4 minutes. I'm
wonderful
already like
news.
How did this happen? How have we got this far? Pizza for dinner? Like, no, why? Why? Cannot.
I relate to that very much. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah.
I think I do dwell, but I quite like looking forward. So I will always think about moments that I didn't enjoy, but I don't like feeling that there's, you know, icky inside. So I like being like, cool, we'll learn from that and we'll keep running.
Do you have any family dwells? Are there any things like as a family that don't? We have one where my uncle and my brother had a really big fight about a lava lamp on Christmas Day. And it's like, don't bring up the lava lamp.
That's
it
funny.
Was like 12 years ago.
Yeah,
talk about the lava lamp.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything that's like, we're like a family who like stick our heads in the sand a lot. So even when bad stuff happens, we're like, happy, happy, joy, joy. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
So we don't dwell on, I don't think we dwell on stuff because it's just like, we've already pretended that it didn't happen anyway.
I don't know if lots of bad stuff has happened that I know of.
You never had a fight over a lava lamp?
That sounds like something we would have done.
It does sound like something we would have done.
But nothing that we would have hashed it out straight at that point.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would have broken the lava lamp into pieces and stuck it in Nicola's little eyes.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
I'm your uncle. You can't help
you
but
don't
not
bring
talk
it
about
up
because
they're both dead. He just has two blobs that like float around.
When they get warm.
Yeah.
I don't know this about you guys.
Ruby.
When the lights turn off.
Do you have more siblings?
No.
So it is the two of you.
Just the two of us, yeah. We yeah.
Two girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of fighting.
When we were younger, like just catty, silly stuff.
Yeah. We were either like channels. Ignoring each other or fighting. I think there wasn't too much in between.
No, we possibly were
literal fight or flight. Yeah.
We weren't outrageously nice to each other, really, were we?
No, I don't think so.
No, quite mean.
Were you at the same school?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ignore each other at school?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember there was a time when our school had like a sixth form attached to it, and I was in sixth form, and I think you were in year 11, and it doesn't. I don't think it will come as a surprise to anyone that I wasn't. Fun child or teenager, and
not fun.
I know, spoiler. In this bright pink t-shirt, doesn't matter. Regret. I think we were like getting picked up differently, or something was happening where we had to communicate. You had to communicate to me like the plan of the day has changed, or whatever. And so
the plan of the day has changed, young girl.
Can you hear you? You came in your tricorn hat.
We'll be drinking broth at 3 instead of 4.
Wash up now. Father's coming. I love the idea that that's how Rosie talked until she like turned 20.
But yeah, you had to come into the sixth form block to find me to tell me this information, and Rosie was very cool, I was very not, and she went into the common room, which was like where all the cool people hang out, and so I was not in there. I think I actually, it doesn't matter where I was, but you came in to the common room being like, well, this is, you got something to say?
Sorry, the tiny man under my arm has something left to say. Sorry, I'll just take this off.
That was a squeaky jacket.
It is, yeah.
It's so cool, though.
It is a cool jacket.
I like it because I feel like it emphasizes how cool you are.
Oh,
in this story
you.
About
yeah, it does feel very it's Danny really helpful.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, sis.
Yeah.
Rose
yeah.
is wearing a very, very cool leathery jacket.
Yes.
It's actually vegan leather, which is why it stinks. It smells really bad. It smells like... must be some kind of glue or something they've used in it. Well, the material that they're using is rancid.
Honky.
Oh, you can have a little treat at the end of it. Sniff rancid. Under the... It's really bad. It. Honestly, it's really bad.
Are you really missing the aroma of dead cow?
Yeah, I prefer a little moo. I'd rather dead cow than what is under...
whatever's honking on
yeah,
me.
But it looks
it does
great.
Look cool.
Thank you.
If no one is around to smell you...
Yes.
It is a great jacket.
Yeah.
And it also seems to be screaming.
It is. She's a loud girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems much more alive, ironically, than any of the many dead cow jackets that I have.
Anyway.
So, right.
Rosie's cool.
Oh, yeah, Rosie's cool. I'm not. I think this is probably lost steam now because I can't even remember why we're talking about it. But she came into the sixth form block to look for me, went into the common room and asked one of the cool kids if they knew where I was. And he was like, who? She's like, Nicola. And I was like, sign one is a bad thing that they're like, I don't even know who this person is. And you're like, we've been at school together for 7 years. And he said, oh, I don't know, like probably in the library, which is like, oh. And I don't think we knew enough. We didn't know that much about each other. But I do know in that moment, I was like, my sister thinks I'm one of the kids that hangs out in the library now. Like before then, you didn't have that information. But now you know me as a girl who hangs out in the library, which I wasn't even in the library, so I didn't use the library.
I don't know what I would have thought about you. I don't know. I know you like music. That's all. Yeah, I didn't.
Do you know,
so
nothing's changed. Have you guys met?
I feel like our childhood is like quite odd in that.
I think we were just apart. We just weren't. Yeah. We didn't cross over in any way.
No.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I had this conversation with my sister, you know, and we didn't have like the best relationship growing up, but it's much better now. And we had this conversation and I said, you know, we didn't have the best relationship growing up, and she was like, I thought we were best friends.
She should have talked first.
And it was, but you know, later she didn't actually like, she just thought like we got on really well.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't understand where you got this.
Are you older or younger?
So she's older.
All right, yeah.
And But she just was like, I internalized everything. So it was just like every time something, and she's the dominant one. Mm. So in her worldview, it was just like, well, Mickey likes everything we do. And I would have never told her that I didn't. So there's funny. Also like,
we're having the best time.
We're having the best time.
We are having the best time.
Yeah. So I also like, it wasn't even like, I couldn't it'd be like, ugh, well, you're not very observant. Because it's like, well, no, I never ever said that.
Yeah.
So, and I just went along with whatever she said because I'm a follower. So it was so interesting. And now it's much more equal because I actually open my mouth. But it's is so weird.
How old were you when you decided to express yourself?
When I went to uni. Mm-hmm. So I would come home and I would be,
fuck you.
Yeah. And I would be very different.
Mickey is not having a good time.
Yeah. And it was a lot of like, this is not who you are. Yeah. From the family. Yes. And me being like, but this is finally who I am.
Oh, no.
But it's like a classic like road to the stage, you know, yeah. Where you go on stage and you're just like, finally, permission to express myself however I want.
I hate my sister. Yeah.
That was a lot of my early stuff.
We were the same at uni. We sort of became close when we both went to separate unis.
Yeah.
I think we realised that we both had weird parts to our personality.
Yeah.
That were very much the same, but couldn't find any other humans who had that. So we bonded over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what uni did you go to?
I went to Queen Mary in East London.
And you were just in the library, were you?
Yeah, bloody library.
Just a library somewhere in the country at any one point. Yeah. Yeah.
She's always in the library. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a library. I don't think I went to the library when I was at uni myself.
You've never been in a
I've
library?
I've obviously been to a library, yeah. But
where'd you get those glasses from?
I don't even have a funny answer to it. I was like, Melbourne? I don't know.
Honest, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm getting a real vibe. I'm getting a good vibe from like the differences, but also like what brings you together is nice. Yeah. It's really nice. So now I guess we have to
ask the actual question.
The question we've
brought you here.
Yeah.
have either of you ever had a big near miss experience?
Take it away, Nicola.
Yes,
we have. Next question.
This is a 10-minute
we
podcast episode.
We dance with death every day.
Correct.
When Father didn't bring the broth at 3.
We were starving.
Isn't it funny that broth...
I don't...
So, end of my point. I was going to say, isn't it funny that broth... is funny. Broth, the word broth, but it's just soup, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you say, bring me my soup, it's funny, but broth.
Broth is funny.
But broth is funny.
I think it's funnier to say, isn't it funny that broth?
That
and
is
then
all.
Leave. Yeah. And shoot myself up the chair. Sorry, you can cut that bit.
No, you're staying in.
That will, that's really good. That's what our listeners want, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
More broth stuff.
We don't know why the listeners are still here. We don't know what they come here for.
I like that you might have brought us in here to really test the audience. Really, yeah. Like,
if this doesn't get rid of the limit. Yeah.
You're here to test all the limits. Our limits, the limits of the podcast.
Bring in the weird.
The limits of the studio.
Which is honestly how we get introduced on stage every time we perform. So.
It's how I feel when we get
it's how yeah it is
introducing
the weird sisters
creepy oh fucking yeah. And their broth.
They make it up on the spot.
Two women, one brain.
Half a broth.
Anyway, near experience.
Yeah, I rolled a car once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like I guess it's kind of like a near death. I don't know why I'm looking at you. It's sort of a near death, but I was driving to work, and we used to live in the country, and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning maybe, and as I rounded a bend, there was like a big lorry like parked on the bend, so I had to emergency stop, which meant that my back wheel skidded. I hit a bank, which flipped my car up this way, and then it like rolled in the air, hit the other side, and then span back around, but like landed on the same side of the road I was driving on, but like facing the other way around.
Oh, but you did a 360 God. In the air.
Yeah, went like round, yeah, like round 360, and then like 180, and then yeah,
Oh my God.
Yeah. But the only thing that happened was my glasses flew off my head and landed in the passenger seat. My bag was upright.
They didn't want anyone to know they were driving.
No, I have nothing to do with this. They were landed on, they'd flown off my face and were on the seat. My bag.
I let
was
her
like,
down.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I'm fine. She can't see.
I wasn't
see.
There when she needed me.
It wasn't my fault.
I had one job.
I'm just going to sit back now.
This is a new prescription. My glasses were on the side. My bag was on the floor. And I just turned the engine off and got out the car. So I like.
Did you have to crawl out the car, or was
no? It was like because it was the right way up. So it did
a whole flipping.
Like if this was a car, it did like a full this way.
It was 360.
Mickey, I don't know why I'm saying that. I thought it was the number meant what the move was.
Like an I did an ollie kick flip. Spinneroo.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So
like
the car was the normal way around, but you went all the way around in the air.
I went all the way around in the air, and then the car was facing the other way.
Okay, did you just drive home?
I was like, I've had a day, mate. I've had a day. I'm calling
not
it
today.
Yeah, no. This is a sign. So I just like turned the engine off and got out, and all like the windows were blown out and stuff.
Whoa.
And I like called. I got out the car and called my manager and was like, I don't think I'm going to be in, so just roll my car.
So responsible. What was your job?
I worked on the fish counter in Waitrose.
Oh, okay.
So it's a pretty good excuse to be like,
we can't spare you today.
What about the mackerel? They're going to be full of bones. And they were like, that's okay. And then there was like, it was by a house. So, and a woman like saw it happen from her kitchen window.
Wow.
And so like came out to be like, you're probably in shock. Like, I feel like you're going to explode after this. So I'm just going to get you out and you can sit here. And then I called my mum to be, and I literally like just left the house. It was like around the corner, and called my parents to be like, I've just rolled my car.
How long had you been driving?
6 years.
Okay.
It was like a long time. It wasn't a new one or anything.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, I'm a short person. And so the kind of fun thing, I don't know if people still, why am I talking like this? This is a nightmare. I had one of those. My friends or someone had bought me like one of those little T-shirts that hangs in the thing that says small person on board. And so it had flown my Atlas, which is how long ago it was. My Atlas and this little T-shirt had flown out the back window because all of the window had gone. So they had flown out the back. And then when
I was searching for her baby,
literally that the police arrived and were like, oh, my God, is everything OK? Like, and they found the T-shirt and I was like, oh, no, that's mine. It's a funny joke from my friend.
Wearing it when the accident.
Yeah, it flew off my body along with my glasses. So that was my.
Didn't you had a handbag and didn't that stay exactly where it was?
Yeah, it was on the. I think it was either in the passenger well or on my seat. I had just the whole car just like. Everything just stayed where
gravity
it was.
Just pulled everything.
It's amazing. Yeah. So it was just like, it was exactly the same except for there's no windows.
Yeah.
You're
literally that.
Direction.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this feels awkward.
Did you get back into a car like. Quite quick after that.
Yeah, because I had to get to, I had no other way to get to work. We like lived in the country and there was like one bus an hour for like 3 hours a day and that was it. So I was like, oh, I literally have no choice.
That's
I
good
have
though.
To, like, do
it's
it.
Like really good because yeah. Otherwise this is how people like stop.
Yeah.
And they don't get back in.
I think like if I had been, like I was really lucky that I wasn't, I had to go to hospital, but there was like not a scratch on me. I didn't have any bruises. I had no whiplash. Like I literally had nothing. And so I think if I'd been like fucked up a little bit more, then like maybe I would have been a bit more nervous. But because I was just like, I guess this just happens sometimes that your car goes a bit whoop de whoop and you
now
just like
a really dangerous driver. Yeah. You're like, nothing actually happens. Yeah.
Fucking try me.
Let's try that again.
Yeah. I'm just like skidding around everywhere.
360.
There it is.
I know how it works. Have you ever had a big near miss?
I don't think I've ever had one myself. I don't think I've had one myself. But I had one where my presence, I think, saved someone else's life. It was our nan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the first semester at uni, Queen Mary, and I wasn't really getting along. Like, I just didn't really enjoy it that much. And at reading week, I was like, I think I might quit. And I kept on going to Christmas. I just wasn't making any friends. I kept on going to Christmas. And I finally made some friends. And on the last day of term at Christmas, I got invited to one of the cool people's house parties. But that same day, there was a massive snowstorm. And I was supposed to be going home for Christmas. It was a Friday night. Mum was like, just come home, because we lived in the country. Come home. We won't be able to pick you up tomorrow. All the snow is going to lay tonight. You won't be able to get home for Christmas. Drama. And I was like, Mum, I have to go to this party. I really have to go.
Yeah.
Against my mum's wishes, I went to the party and then tried to get trains home the next day. Couldn't get trains back to the place, to our home place. So I had to get the train into Portsmouth, which was the main city, which is where most of our family live. And Mum was like, you can't come back to ours, but go into Portsmouth and stay with Nan. She's just come out of hospital. You can keep her company. Someone managed to drive me, I think an uncle or something, managed to drive me to Nan's house, but it was still like, it was sticky, it was hard, and stayed with Nan. And then actually two things happened that night. First thing that happened, we were watching Strictly Come Dancing. And
classic winter Saturday night.
Classic.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I always forget that this happened on the same night.
Yeah.
Someone tried to kick down the front door and Nan hadn't locked it. And so I ran out and
is
was...
Is that a pretty sketchy area?
A sketchy area, yeah. They were trying to like pull the door. So I was holding up the handle to like stop them from pulling it down, trying to like grab Nan's keys to like lock it up. Got it locked up and he just kept on kicking and punching the door. I ran into the living room, shut the door. Our Nan was sat there like, don't worry, they'll go away soon. Like,
oh my God.
This woman's just come out of hospital and is like, don't you worry.
I probably just, literally, I think it probably does, which is why she was like, oh, they'll fuck off soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I was sat there like my...
Strictly.
I listened to Craig Revel Hallway. And then I think she went to bed a bit earlier, so I like let her go upstairs.
Allowed her to leave the room.
Go on, Nan, off your pup.
See you on the way.
Broth will be at 7. And then I heard her getting ready to get into bed. She was like making these groaning noises, and I was like, "Fuck! I haven't spent time with her since she was young. Maybe these are just the groans that she makes when she goes to bed. I'll leave her to it for a little bit.
Yeah. I don't really know now.
I don't know what pain or happiness feels like. I don't. They're all the same thing. So I give her a little bit of time, and then I'm like, this is a bit serious. I should go in, and she's in like serious pain, and is not far. I'm trying to remember it. She wasn't near the phone, but I think she was signaling like to get to the phone. And so I rang my auntie first. Mm. No, I rang 999 first. She couldn't really talk. And they had troubles. They told me everything to do, like put her on a certain side. Is she doing X, Y, and Z? And then it took them ages to get an ambulance to come because she lived in a place where to get car access, it was down a slope to a car park. So it took ages for the ambulance to get there. Long story short.
Well, and our auntie lived around the corner, so didn't you call her or something?
Called her, and then she was able to come round and went in the ambulance with her. But she'd had like some crazy, I don't know exactly what it was in the end.
She had a full heart attack, I think.
Yeah. I remember when she got into hospital, she had a thing where she like shot up and everyone was like, fuck, she's about to die. She's about to die. She's going to die. She went all purple and everything.
Oh my God.
So I think if I didn't travel home on that Saturday, she wouldn't, I don't think she could have got near the phone to call anyone. And she didn't have any of those dingy things. Yeah. And she didn't have the heart dingy thing that she got afterwards.
the alarm dingy thing.
So I'm trying to say that I saved our Nan's life for a little bit of time. She died sometime after that, but
yeah, but I think you were a hero.
Was a hero for the night. Yeah,
also twice, because what was that guy gonna do?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. Like, the door wasn't locked. He would have come in the house if I hadn't have held up the
yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, don't go away. Chevron.
That's incredible.
This is so impressive.
Yeah, that's a big near miss. Two near misses in one.
That's why everyone in the family likes me more than Nicola now.
Yeah. Right. They wish that my car crash had gone differently. And they're forever grateful that you saved our life.
I also loved saying to Mum, you're welcome. You're welcome, woman. Because if I'd have gone home on Friday, as she wished.
Yeah.
Should have had a
I mean, it does really take the heat off of your party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no one can after that be mad at you about the party.
It was about to be like a huge, I told you so, you've ruined Christmas, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, it was like, you've saved everyone.
It was a good party as well. I saw a girl smash her head into a cake. And then good. I knew I'm staying at Queen Mary. This is the place to be.
That is good. That is, I mean, you smashing won. The cake every is always
you
fine.
Won. I mean, you know, your grandmother had a heart attack.
I won!
Most victorious story. Okay, no, but I'm glad she survived. But that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
Did you? How did it go with friends after that party? Was that the making of a?
It was actually, yeah. They sort of became my constant string of friends throughout. Nice. My main ones they came from. I still struggled to make other friends, but they were a very nice core solid group.
That's perfect. That's yes. all you need.
Yeah.
You just need one.
And we ended up group. The friends that we made that party. I ended up moving into their house in third year because it got passed through the friendship group, and it's so hard to find housing in London. So that mm-hmm. was a little gift as well.
Oh, that's a little sliding door.
That's a little sliding door. We should ask you about, let's start with Rosie.
Hello.
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 Well, you just told us kind of like a sliding doorsy moment.
Yeah.
But do you have another one for us?
Well, it's funny because on the way here, I was thinking about it. I mean, weeks in advance, I was thinking about this.
No. Don't.
And I have terrible recall of, I can't just pluck a memory out of nowhere. I have to have someone start the story.
That's my job.
Yeah, she's a memory plucker, that girl. She ain't a memory plucker, she's a memory plucker's son.
Don't age yourself.
She only plucking memories till the memory plucker comes. Girl, yeah, we're doing really well.
You did that with such joy.
Such joy. I wish everyone could see.
Nicola just watched you going, don't do this.
Don't.
Stop doing this.
Imagine if Nicola did this. It's my favourite one.
Great, do Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty.
God. Imagine we have choreographed routines for every note ever.
And people just think you improvise them.
Yeah. This is our new show. Get ready.
It's all dance.
An hour and a half of me dancing to nursery rhymes. Yeah. No piano on stage.
While I sing with unbridled joy in the corner.
Complete a cappella.
A haunting version of Ring a Ring. Yes.
There you do.
Well, I skip slowly around.
Yeah, girl, yeah. Our mum also in the audience doing Unbridled Joy. There's my girls.
Like Kris Jenner.
There they are.
Our mum is the Kris Jenner of musical comedy.
I wish, I really hope this is true. I want this to be true so much.
Oh my God,
she's a momager.
Oh my God.
You don't want to do it. She's like, get back out.
Get back out there. Yeah. Get your egg.
Give them Miss Muffet or die. Okay, back to memory plucking.
Yeah.
The only thing I could really think of, I mean, that was a sliding doors, the one before, but the only thing I could think of was a job that I didn't get that made me go home. I was trying to get a job in the city because I just want to make loads of money and climb a corporate ladder. I didn't. Mm-hmm. That's all I kind of really knew to do. Mm. After
what, is that what you studied?
I studied English. Got a BA in runs. I didn't know what I was doing. I honestly had no idea what I was doing. I did an English literature degree, but I had no aspirations to work in writing at the time, I think. Mm. So yeah, I just thought, just get a city job and just make money. And I just didn't really know what I was doing. And then I applied for a few, and I got a bit of the way on a job. Blagged through the interview, had absolutely no idea what they're talking about. I have no business acumen whatsoever. After spending 3 years studying Wilfred Owen poems, I actually don't know how big businesses work. Didn't get the job.
Is this the place where I can make the money?
Yeah. I can tell you about the war. Yeah.
In Flanders Fields. And then didn't get that job. And then...
Shocking.
Spoiler to no one.
I would pay serious money to get... It was a phone interview, the second round. I'd pay serious money to hear what I said. Serious dollar.
Yeah. Audio back.
Put it on Audible.
No. Just finished me bra. I'd love to make some money.
I've heard about numbers.
And I've got a ladder.
I love this so much. First of all, so impressive that you got a second interview.
Yeah, it was impressive. Well, the first one was a form.
Right. Okay. Slightly less impressive now.
That says, well, would you like a second form. Interview? Yeah, and you tick yes or no.
You got a first interview.
I got a first interview, yeah. Didn't get that because I spoke garbage. And then went home and just worked in a pub for a year. And that's when I went out and did some performing stuff that you did. And I wouldn't have done that if I'd have got... I know if I got that job, I'd have carried on working my way up, charming the big bosses and getting into the getting into business HQ, where the city never sleeps.
Wow.
Writing on papers and doing deals. My briefcase.
Oh, you still don't know what they do.
You really don't.
I know.
Writing on papers.
I love this so much. Like,
on paper.
You know when you're like in an interview, you're supposed to like pivot to things that you do now. So I just like the idea that you're constantly like briefcases.
Briefcase. Yeah. Give me a typewriter and don't look back.
They're all writing on paper.
You're doing all your own sound effects.
So far, I've only done walls. I think I could write on paper.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I suppose.
I
but
know it is. It's
no, because I really relate to it. I moved back to. I lived in Canada for a couple of years.
Whereabouts?
Oh, in Vancouver.
Oh, sick.
We lived there for a bit. We lived in Toronto.
Yeah, that's the better one, I think.
So, no, I'm desperate to go to Vancouver.
Oh, it's great. It's really great. It's just very small. Mm-hmm. So you do at some point. You have just been every single.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
You have been in every single person. Yeah. I knew some people
you know, when you go
that
into
were
a
like that.
You know,
yeah.
Why did I come in here?
But it was, so I moved back to the Netherlands for a little bit, like really lost on what to do. And I went for an interview with a classical music agency.
Ooh.
To become a classical music agent's assistant.
Oh, you'd have been good at that, I think.
That's fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Because my dad worked in classical music his whole life, so I just kind of got the interview through mm-hmm. that. It was pure nepotism.
Nepo baby.
It was pure nepotism interview. But not, I didn't get it. Spoiler alert.
That's how you got your interview, wasn't it? Because our mum is that duck. That's a millionaire. Oh, fuck. What's his name?
The duck who's a millionaire.
Scrooge
McDuck. Thank you.
Scrooge McDuck is a millionaire. I didn't know that.
That was such a waste of an interruption.
No, I love it so much.
Because our mum is that duck who's a millionaire.
Because our mum is that duck.
Because mum is Scrooge McDuck.
I'm so sorry.
What film is Scrooge McDuck in?
Oh, come on.
Sarah, what's the film is he?
It's DuckTales, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought Scrooge McDuck was it must have been a Scrooge. I just thought it was like a Disney version of Scrooge.
It's when they do a Christmas Carol, he becomes Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
In Dutch, he's called Dagobert Duck.
Dagobert Duck.
That's so cute. I like that.
How playful.
But yeah, so through this nepotism, I got this interview and I was just there talking about classical music, not knowing much about it. And then finally I made it through to like, it was between me and one other person somehow. I have no idea how. And then, finally this guy was like, I think you should be doing something else. That's what he said. He was like, I would have loved to hire you, but I don't think you want to be here. But I don't think I would have realized that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Kind of just doing something. And
yeah.
He was like, I don't
have a way to reject someone.
Yeah.
But he was right. And that's when I moved to London.
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
I came out of that interview and my sister, the one I was talking about before, and I were going to look at an apartment to live together. I don't know why this was the plan either. So it was just all, and the whole, I was just like, this guy's right. This is not what I should be doing at all. So then I booked a ticket to London and just moved.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a good slidey.
But I think if I'd gotten that job, same thing. I think maybe at some point I would have started and been like, actually, this is the wrong path. But I think I would have just gone, no, this is me now. I'm a classical music. That's actually my whole identity.
The most interesting of all the agents, I believe.
Yeah. Ooh. slam on all of our agents.
I know nothing about this. I know nothing about this.
Sit that one out. That's beep that cool. out.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicola.
Oh, no, you go.
Thank you. This is nice, actually. This is nice. I feel powerful. Nicola, have you ever had a sliding doors moment?
I feel like if... Why are you looking at me like that?
No.
Okay. I feel like, it's not particularly interesting, but
right.
But let's go. I was supposed to go to a uni and I fucked all my A levels and so didn't get in.
Spending too much time in that dangerous old library.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We partied hard in the library.
In the library these days.
I really wanted to go to King's in London because I wanted to go to uni in London, and I went there and
it was like a big fancy music course and blah blah blah, and you got to like study like partly at the conservatoires or whatever.
So cool.
And it felt really cool. Conservatoire. Classical music people. And I
Jingle McDuck. Jingle Verduck. Jingle Verduck.
Scrooge McDuck.
She's trying to say the Dutch one.
Dingle Verduck.
Wow. Are you a native?
Yeah.
Please, just call me mom.
That was Engelbert's name before they were like,
yeah.
He was like, I want to be called Dingelbert Dingledert. I want to be called Dougalbert Dungledink. And they're like, come on, let's go for Engelbert. That's and let's put a hump in there, actually. Engelbert hump.
You've like such understanding of etymology. It's really beautiful.
I'm really sorry we came here today.
No, please.
Not as sorry as we are.
This is all good. This is all just the build up to us, the big fight at the end.
Yeah.
Polishing my knuckle dusters.
My knuckle dunksters. Engelbert knuckle dunk.
We're back.
This is the rest of the podcast. Huh?
And we're so close to the end.
Who is listening?
We've all managed to sort of keep it together. Nicola, go ahead.
I was going to go to this university, and then when I got my results, I had completely flunked them all. And then I was like phoning them up and begging them and being like, "I swear I'm nice," and they were like, "No." And rather than go to my second choice, I was like, I am going to take a year out. I'm going to reapply to this university. Like, this is the university I'm going to. So I like went back to college for a year, another year in the library, and like started
She's
like,
back, baby.
Yeah, I'm in charge now
of
the books. Yeah,
that's doors flew open, the smoke machines everywhere.
I went back to college and was like, okay, let's do this. And then I reapplied to King's, and they just outright rejected me. I didn't even get an interview. And I was like, oh no, but like this was the plan. So then I had to go to another university, which I did, and it was very good. But I, as soon as I got, King's was like a very, it felt like very like serious and very classical. And then when I went to Cardiff Uni in the end, which I think I had one lecture a week in like, it was just like nothing, and I really quickly hated it. But I didn't know what else I was going to do, but all my roommates were really nice, and rather than study, I started watching Saturday Night Live. And so in doing that and in being bored of my just thinking that my degree was just actual dog shit, was like, oh, I'm gonna do this instead. But if I'd gone to King's, I feel like I would have turned into like a big wig wearing like, I don't know why I said wig wearing. I was just imagining like a you know, like the busts of Beethoven where they have like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I would have turned into like
playing classical music.
I think I'd be a better musician for sure, but I would be an exceptionally boring person, more so than I am right now.
Yeah. Well, this is another world. You guys hate each other.
This is the real sliding doors. Yeah. It's like now we meet.
If we had, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Imagine.
Finally, you get into King's.
Yeah. A 30-year-old music student. Like, no, I've got an agent. I just need the degree. but yeah, I feel like
that's a good one too.
That's a great one. And this is such a better life.
Yeah,
I agree.
For sure.
I agree. I think I would have been an insufferable nightmare.
Because I would have never been able to say this as a classical music agent, but like, it's boring.
It's boring. Yeah, it is boring.
It's boring.
Yeah.
It's dull. These people, they play the same shit over and over again.
Over and
when they write new stuff, it is bad.
It's bad.
Sounds like
it's bad unless it's music scores. Unless it's music scores, like film scores.
Yeah, film scores are great.
Love
that's orchestral. Yeah. That's the orchestral.
Lovely.
That's the
music.
Stuff.
That's good.
Yeah,
but they refuse to play it.
Yeah,
I hate them.
I hate them all too.
I hate all my clients. That never
Thank you so much for telling us those
guys.
Stories.
That was so great.
Was it
so good? Mm-hmm. So good. We've loved having you in.
Thank you.
Where can
now,
we and Mickey?
Where can
did we pass the test?
Yeah. Yeah. None of
let
us
you
have.
Out of this shipping container. Tell people where they can find you,
yes,
if they are looking.
At Flo and Joan on anything is where you'll find the internet versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to find us?
Nope.
I live at...
I'm smoking the wind, baby. You'll never find me.
Well, thank you guys so much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Flo and Joan, everybody.
Flo, Sif, and Joseph.
Flo, Sif, and Joseph. Yeah, we should be a musical duo as well.
I think we should.
Obviously.
Based on that.
Based on that. Amazing.
That was a wonderful episode. I felt very giddy during that entire
they
process.
They are so silly.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so silly, and they're very like we go off on tangents a lot, I feel. But They were never on.
They were always off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hard to say.
They were off road.
Yeah.
Off piste a lot. They were never on the piste.
And I was pieced off. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
We've loved talking to you today.
Yes.
And we appreciate you endlessly. Mm. Get in touch if you like. We love hearing from you.
We literally love it. We've had some really nice messages or comments on our videos on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram if you don't yet.
Yeah.
And
actually objectify us.
Oh, every time in the post... I can't. Okay, and
not just me. Okay, sexually objectify Mickey.
Oh, good.
Now,
oh, good.
Go straight to your. If you're listening and you're not driving, pick up your device.
They're not gonna
go to.
They actually do sexually objectify you more than they do me.
Yeah, but the lesbians are very aggressive.
They are. Yeah. So please follow us, and we've loved
share the sexual.
Please stop talking. We've loved listening and getting your messages. It's been very nice.
And sign up to our Patreon.
Yes.
Each guest has a special cringe video where they tell us about a time in their lives that they cringed, and they're good fun, aren't they?
And they're so good. They're really fun. They're the best part of the podcast.
The
Why are you even here?
There's a highlight.
Yes. So please sign up to, and in, you know, you can just support us that way, which would be really nice because we really need your support.
We really need it.
Come to our shows.
I need to be held.
Come to our previews. Come to our Edinburgh shows. I think that's it.
Speak to our friends.
Speak to our friends.
Call my mum.
Okay.
Somebody call my mum.
Somebody call Sarah's mum.
I need to be picked up. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's like you're at the IKEA.
Mum. Are you mum?
Thanks for listening, everybody, and you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth and produced by Lucas Jeffco, with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.